You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon to you. How are you going, Johnny?
I'm good. And you?
Excellent.
Now, this afternoon, what have you decided to bring to the table?
Well, I am just so fascinated by a dramatic incident taking place in Jakarta in Indonesia at the moment, where the mayor of the city, looking forward to what he presumes is going to be his re-election as mayor of the city, is suddenly confronting an enormous Islamic barrage of criticism that could well lead to him being jailed.
Oh, what?
Yeah, so this is pretty hard stuff. And this is all because he made a fatal mistake of reacting to his political opponents by saying they were misquoting the Quran. And you see, the trouble is that no Christian should tell Muslims how to use the Quran. It's asking for trouble. Mm. And it's led to a massive crisis in Indonesia, in which really the president is caught in a very, very tricky situation, because Indonesia's always been a multi-religious society since its first constitution.
It's mostly Muslim, though, isn't it?
Oh, it's intense. Overall, yeah. It's 95% Muslim.
Like, I think Bali's Hindi, but...
Yes, there is that little exception in Bali, but you'll recall that one of the critical factors in East Timor of its breakaway was that it wasn't essentially Islamic, it was Catholic.
Right.
So, you know, you get elements due to the historical background. But this mayor is ethnically Chinese. And some people, for example, The Guardian, have analysed it as being essentially a conflict over what place Chinese have got in current Indonesian society. But it strikes me that the ferocity of the crowd is directed towards a mayor who dared to quote the Quran back at Muslims.
How on earth can they go, look, you've incorrectly quoted the Quran, now you're headed to the big house?
Well, it sounds like he's using the Quran as like a, look, the Quran says this, so you should do this kind of thing. And they're you don't tell us what the Quran says, mate.
But who does it? Is it the police operate separately from the government, or?
Well, of course, police is quite strongly regionalised in Indonesia, and there's been enormous pressure. It's actually not much the police, as the public prosecution service. You know, there have been gigantic rallies near the presidential palace, so that adds to the pressure. But in the end, the public prosecution service interviewed him, one of these, what must have been a simply ridiculous interview, that, because there's little dispute about what he said.
Right.
But they interviewed him for 6 hours.
Jesus.
And then announced that this was indeed a formal prosecution investigation, which will lead to a charge, very likely. Now, I think the president has to somehow get this cancelled if he wants any respect for Indonesia as a multi-religious society and as a multi-ethnic society to work. But I think you can understand why increasingly Muslims are highly sensitized to these sorts of goings-on. And I don't know how they're going to resolve this one. I think it raises some very, very deep issues.
It is.
Tread carefully.
When the majority of people are probably feeling a bit incensed by this whole thing, it seems like the mayor is in for a bit of trouble.
Yes, I think so. Now, it's interesting the verse that was used. So it's out of chapter 5 of the Quran. And the verse has been interpreted to read that Muslims should never come under the authority of non-Muslims and should never support the authority of non-Muslims over Muslims. And you can see that if they're correct in reading the verse that way, and as a non-Muslim, of course, I wouldn't dare comment on that. And it's very likely that was at least one way to read this passage. But you can see why the mayor has to challenge this. Mm. Because he's effectively being told by his political opponents, who come from the, you know, increasingly significant conservative Islamic voice that we're hearing throughout the world, he's got to challenge that, because otherwise there's just no possibility he could win the election.
So do you think it's kaput for him? There's no way that he can't really come back from this and be re-elected? He's just... his for him it's just a survival from now
what's
on
what's the graceful exit here he just hangs in there and...
Well, I think it will depend whether the president can find a way to intervene and override the public prosecutor's decision, because actually Ahak, as he's called, is a very, very popular mayor, it's sort of a regional representative overall, because he stood for an anti-corruption policy. And because of that, he really does seem to exemplify what a lot of people in Jakarta and, you know, that enormous chaotic city long to see, is a non-corrupt society. And so, you know, he can draw his own significant selection of support. And in a city that's more than 20 million, a crowd of 100,000 doesn't necessarily prove very much. But it can bring massive pressure of his violence. So I think the president, who cancelled a trip to Australia in order to deal with the crisis as it began to emerge beginning of this month, has got to find a way to intervene to stop this kind of sectarian violence. But is there such a way? And that's what we're going to have to watch.
For sure. We just got a text in, and someone has just asked, is there any reason why Muslims might be perceived as being so touchy about the Quran?
Oh, of course, because the Quran is much more than the Christian Bible.
Right.
A sacred book that cannot be challenged. You know, Christianity, that would have been the case in Christianity a few hundred years ago, but ever since the Renaissance, and we realize that there are different versions, it's actually, you know, it's a challenging scholarly work to work out what in fact the author meant to say and how we're to interpret it, whereas that kind of study of the Quran is regarded by many people as close to blasphemy, and especially there's no possibility of people not of faith to enter into that kind of debate. So you see, actually there's a significant need for, if you like, an Islamic Reformation that makes it possible for people to go into different ways of interpreting the Quran. I think that's the heart of the issue, but that's a big challenge.
Okie dokie. Yeah, fair enough.
Watch the space.
Will do, will do. We'll catch you next week, Peter. Cheers.
Excellent. Good.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.